Jack Hogendyke is on the other end of our line. And we've been trying to get a hold of Jack. He's with the Citizens Alliance for Life and Liberty. There will be a rights resolution hearing tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. We wanted to get his take on this. Jack, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm doing well.
We haven't talked to you in a while. Let our listeners know what the Alliance for Life and Liberty is.
Well, Citizens Alliance for Life and Liberty is a 501c4 nonprofit organization whose mission is to defend and protect the constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property, those things that are enumerated in the Declaration of Independence as endowed to us by our Creator, but then kind of fleshed out through the Constitution.
What is going to happen tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.?
Well, tomorrow in the Family and Children's Services Committee, which is chaired by Ken Kurtz, they will be hearing a resolution. It's House Concurrent Resolution Number 11, which was introduced by Representative David Ajima. And what that resolution does is it calls upon Congress to enact or to pass a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution that would protect the fundamental rights of parents to raise and nurture their children as they see fit.
All right, this story, a five-year-old boy comes home from kindergarten class with a new book bag from his teacher. Included in the book bag was a book entitled My Two Dads, a book about diversity and alternative lifestyles.
The
parents that do not want their five-year-old reading this, they're opposed to this, and that's what you have a problem with.
Well, what I have a problem with is not necessarily the content itself, but the fact that the parents were not permitted the opportunity or were not permitted to decide what their child was going to participate in. This particular case happened in 2005 in Lexington, Massachusetts. David and Tanya Parker had a five-year-old child, and when they saw the content of the book, they didn't want their child being exposed to that. They didn't feel he was ready for that kind of information at the age of five. And they were very careful to tell the school principal that they weren't objecting to the school teaching the class. They were just objecting to the school saying that their child had to participate. And they were simply asking for the right to say, this is one subject that we would like to keep our child away from until he's a little older. The whole issue of sexuality. And they were denied that. They were denied that right.
And the parents, the principal said that their child may not opt out of the class. What happened with this story?
Well, you know, the parents went to the school. They had several meetings. In fact, they were even asked to participate in a class to educate them about the whole subject and why the school was doing what they were doing. And after they went through all of that process, they still said, well, we would prefer to have our child opt out of this class. And for whatever reason, the way it ended was the school called a police officer. The father was taken down to the station and ostensibly booked on some kind of a charge. I'm not sure exactly what. But what ended up happening was the parents had to file a lawsuit, and it went to the First Circuit U.S. Appeals Court over there in Massachusetts, and the circuit court ruled that the parents did not have the right to pull their child out of that class. And so now it's being appealed, and I don't know, I'm sorry that I don't know when this case will be coming up, but they have appealed the case.